We were talking about the last week of Jesus in the flesh and asked the question, why did there have to be that last week? Why did Jesus have to enter Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday morning? Why did that have to take place? We need to understand that as Christians and living in the church age and in the final age, the church age dealing with the focus of us awaiting the second coming of Christ. Now, I am a Christian. I've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life. By faith, through grace, I have received Him as Lord. I am heaven bound. Guaranteed, signed, sealed, and already been delivered. It was delivered. Counted as though I'm already there. But in our generation, we have so many people questioning now. And I'm not talking about asking questions. It's okay to ask God questions. It is not okay to question God's authority. It is not okay to question God's word. Thus saith the Lord thy God, so it will be written, so it will be done. Guaranteed. So many people are worried about times and transactions that take place and forgetting that you're spiritual. You and I are spiritual beings who have a body, not a body that has a spirit. We are spirit, and God gave us the body to be able to get around planet Earth. We got that down, right? You've heard me for 25 years say it. That's what this body's for. I don't need this body where I'm going. This body won't work where I'm going. Jesus is getting ready to go back to the Father in heaven. That body, that physical body that Jesus was in, don't work in heaven. And Jesus, because He loves us, and because of that original sin by man had committed the original sin. Man had to pay the penalty for sin. Man could not keep God's law. Man could not do it right. Man has not done it right since the Garden of Eden. Man has messed up. And man needed someone to have enough grace. And God said, I'm coming down. I will send my only begotten Son, God incarnate, to come down. And Jesus Himself says in Matthew, as Jonah was 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the giant fish, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the earth. Now today we've got argument after argument. Well, wait a minute. Good Friday and they're counting. Well, now it's 2 full days, 2 nights, but where's the third night and all of this? Please, folks, if it were not true, it would be simple to look at it. 1, 2, 3. But because it's not simple, proves to me that it's true. Because so many disclaimers of, see, it didn't go the way God said it was going to go. 3 days and 3 years the way it was. Of all the different scholars and reading all of them and all of the theory and all about the 3 days and three nights, I came up with this. I frankly don't care what they think. See, I'm in heaven over faith in Jesus Christ. I believe Him. Every one of them arguing with each other. And I thought, don't you boys, you smart intellects, have anything better to do than to try to figure this out so one will look more intelligent than the other? I'm going to heaven by faith, through grace, not through intellect. Man, am I thankful that I don't have to be intellectual to enter heaven's gate. So Jesus, knowing about the problems that the human race was going to have. It had been planned before time began that Jesus would die on that cross for our sins. God created me and you. I was not in the Garden of Eden there when the original sin took place. Yet, I'm a recipient of that original sin. Is that fair? The guilt of the sin, is that fair? Well, is it fair that the Son of Almighty God has to give His life for me when I didn't have anything to do with it? He didn't have anything to do with sin. It was His choice to do it. Had nothing to do with what's fair. I have learned over the years life is not fair. But I've also learned that I do not have to contribute to its unfairness. But I will accept by faith what Jesus says. Why would I question when Jesus says it is this way? I believe it, Lord. Jesus says, Larry, when you say yes to me, then you will be with me in heaven. I'm going before you, but I will come back and I will get you. I'm going to prepare a place just for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come back and get you. Well, you see, I read the book and he came the first time. I read the book and I know he's coming. And every time that Jesus enters the earth's atmosphere by spirit or physically, he did it out of love for you and me. Out of love. And he says, I'm coming and I'm going to take you to the promised land. I love that. But in order for all of it to take place the way God had written it in the place in existence, Jesus had to go to the cross. You and I can say, wonder why God made it that way. I don't do that anymore. I just know this. God made it that way. God spoke it into being. God said this is the way it's going to happen. I believe it. That's it. So God said, I want you to learn something. That last week. The last week has to be there because I love you. I love you, so therefore my son must go through the hell of the last week. He's going to do it for you. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved. When I get to heaven, it's because God so loved. Not because Larry Vance so loved. Not because Larry Vance so loved God. I cannot live and love in the stage God lives and exists and loves. I'm not there. I'm a human being with human frailties, with human emotions, human breakdowns. Do you ever have a breakdown? I'm talking about not where you're going slobbering nuts. Well, maybe so. Sometimes you feel like it, don't you? You just get in a room and you think you're running everybody out. And then you get in an argument with yourself because you can't run you out of the room too. You've been that bad yet, have you? A couple of you have. Think of it. God says, I love you. I'm sending my son. And I had to make that last week the way it was because of my love for you. How much more proof do we want that God loves us? God sent his only begotten son to die for us. Not only do I believe the story intellectually or through my mind, I know the story is true in my heart, spiritually. I believe it in my mind. I know it in my spirit. I know that God gave his only begotten son for me, and that last week he had to come. Why? Because physical man cannot enter or see God face to face. The physical man cannot enter heaven. I have to change. I have to be changed from the physical condition in order to enter heaven. And God said, I want you in heaven, Larry. So therefore, I'm going to work out a way for to be changed. But it's still Jesus that changes me. It's still Jesus that loves me. The whole world can turn their back on you. Jesus never will. His love for you is solid. It is secure. 1 Corinthians 15:50. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does perishable inherit imperishable. You can't come to heaven, Larry, unless you leave the body. Why did God let them die? Because He loves them. Because He loves me. He's going to release me from this body of sin. And He's going to say, Larry, come on home. It is a blessing for the Christian. I'll remind you again. Being a Christian funerals is a blessing for me. I just love it. You walk in for a Christian funeral. Everybody's laughing. They're joking. They got pictures up. You remember when she acted like that? She was just something else. Went to the chicken house and did all of that stuff. Can you remember that? That was so much fun. And in Christianity, we laugh. Now, if we didn't believe we were ever going to see Him again, we'd be miserable. There would not be laughter there. And trust me, I've done too many non-Christian funerals. I've always wondered about that. Why do they call a pastor to do this for a non-believer? And I'm talking about non-believing families call on a pastor to do the funeral of a non-believer. But see, the body belongs to God, so therefore that body must be treated with respect back to the dust. Because it's a gift from God. But God says, you can't be with me unless you separate from that body. Because God loves us, He sent His Son Jesus as flesh and blood. He had to come as flesh and blood to experience and die for our sins. Flesh and blood brought it in. Flesh and blood has got to take it away. So Jesus is the flesh and blood that takes it away. That last week was mandatory to fulfill the will of God. It was God's will that His Son must die. The will of God. Die for those who believe. God's will. I will that my Son will go through torture. Suffer hell for you and you and you and you and you. It's my will that I do it for you. Now, I call that love, don't you? I call that ultimate love. Matthew 18, verse 11. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Hebrews 4, 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So He had to conquer sin. And in order for Him to conquer your sin and my sin, He had to be tempted for just exactly as we are. But now picture this. Not only was Jesus having to suffer the type of temptations that I go through. Look, every individual has certain types of temptation in their life. They're not all the same. I remember my granddaddy used to say, I never allowed that whiskey to touch my lips when he had fussed at people who had become alcoholics. And it didn't take me long to realize, even as a kid, well, If he was never tempted to drink it, he could not have become an alcoholic. But the other person was and did become an alcoholic. So I must sympathize with the weakness of that individual. What your weakness is may not be the weakness, or won't be the exact weakness of anybody else. And so when Jesus went to that cross and came in that final week in Jerusalem, he had to suffer the weakness of every human being that had ever existed or ever would exist. He had to conquer all the weakness of every human being that will have ever lived. Now you understand more about sweating as great drops of blood, don't you? Suffer them all. Because he had to conquer. Because remember, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He conquered it. Because I can't. You can't. He could. He did. And when he could and he did, that sealed it for you and me forever. People want to take away from the power of Christ by saying, yes, I know he saved you, but now you have to do this, this, and this to stay saved. I didn't do this, this, and this to get saved. How can that keep me saved? I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. I'll remain saved by the blood of the Lamb. I'll remain saved by Jesus and what he did, or I'd be bragging all the way to heaven. And I have read the book, as I've told you, and I don't see anybody bragging on the way to heaven. Gift from God. Merry Christmas. Happy blessings. Easter. Hosanna. The King has come. 1:6. For when we were still without strength, in due time, God's time. I like due time. Due time's God's time. Christ died for the ungodly. For the ungodly. I mean, Lord, you mean I was ungodly? Do you ever picture your life and look at it even today? Have you noticed you do some ungodly things? Come on, let me see some heads there. Have you ever noticed that you do some ungodly things? You think, would Jesus do that? And I loved it when they said, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And I kept wanting to ask them, folks, you're not going to get it. What would Jesus do? You see, I don't know how Jesus would handle all the flaws in Randy Kidder. And there are so many. I don't know how Jesus would handle them. So don't ask me, what would Jesus do with Randy or with Larry or with any of the rest of us and call us by name? I don't know what Jesus would do. But I do know this, he did it and he's doing it. That's who Jesus is. That's why he had to come that last week. That's why he had to come in and show the foolishness of man. Oh, they praised him. Remember what Randy preached this morning? They was praising him. Hosanna. Oh, wonderful. Jesus has come. And as Randy brought it out this morning, during the trial, not a one of them stuck up for Jesus. Not only did they not stick up, the same crowd yelled, crucify him. Praise him one day, yell, crucify him the next. Why? He didn't do it the way they wanted him to. He didn't do it the way they thought he should. Now, preacher, I like that sermon you preached. When I was in revivals all the time and gone on revivals, I would get that all the time. And just leaving, you know, coming, shaking your hand and saying, now, Brother Larry, I love that sermon. But now, if I was doing it, this is the way I would have preached it. And the whole line's held up by somebody telling me the points I should have pulled out. And I wanted, but I didn't. I was nice in those days. God didn't want to say, well, I wonder why God didn't call you to preach it. But God said, I've got you in my hand because I love you. Jesus shared in man's humanity because Jesus loves me. And so therefore, he wanted to feel what the human being has to feel. Do you know of any other of all of these fake gods that everybody's following? Do you know anything in their doctrine that says their God felt my pain? No. Their God became servant for his creation because of such great love? No. It was always about you pay me, you do this, and you do what I say. Jesus said, I'm going to come and do it for you. That's love. And I'm going to conquer it for you. Believe me, he says, Hebrews 2:14. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil. Satan owns death. Jesus conquered death. So therefore, I don't fear death. Jesus conquered death. Jesus ruled over death. Jesus eliminated death. And Jesus said, I never have to. Now, if I try to figure that out, the way that everybody's trying to figure out 3 days and three nights in the tomb, and then which some of them say, here it is, all of it looks like it makes sense. Until you read all of it and find out nothing makes sense. And think of this. The resurrection doesn't make sense. The resurrection from the dead, conquering your sins, does that make sense? How can my sins, personal sins, be accounted for and atoned for by a Savior, someone else who had never sinned? I don't know. But I know he did. But how did he do it? I don't care. But I know he did. And I know he's my Savior. And that's what the last week is all about. How much God loves me. So much that even in my sin, he died for me. And in that death, he said, I love you, Larry. You know how he proved it? He came back from the grave, conquered death. And if death cannot hold my Savior, how can I keep in my heart the true story about my Savior? He died for me. Well, you explain that. Can't explain that. If you can't take it by faith, if you don't accept Jesus by faith, you're not going to accept him anyway. What if someone gives you a good argument and you say, you know, that argument's solid. Sounds good. Then you've got someone that's smarter. At least they tell you they're smarter than the other guy you talk to or gal. And they convince you, your whole life on earth is going to be tossed back and forth. As James said, just like the waves of the ocean carried to and fro. I'm solid. I believe what Jesus says. I know I'm saved. No, it's not something I just believe. I know I'm saved, and I know who did it. Jesus. And he came that last week to do it for me and give me the story of how. He didn't say, now Larry, I want you to break this down, understand it. I still don't understand why he chose me. I have no idea why God called me to preach. But I know he did. Because death came through the man Adam, life would have to come through the man Christ Jesus. But only because God loves us. Listen to 1 Corinthians 15:21-22. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also. For as in Adam all die, So in Christ, all will be made alive. Well, how did... I don't care. Don't get caught up into that. But how? Believe it. I do. He said, for since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. I love that. What's the matter with simple belief? Well, I don't guess there could be anything the matter with it. Seeing as how unless I come as a child, I'll never see heaven. Simple faith, just like a child. Not through intellect, but through faith in Jesus. Because God loves us, there had to be that last week in Jerusalem for Jesus as flesh and blood. Because God loves us, the Son of the Most High paused. You know, it gets at me every time I read this. Paused as he drew near to Jerusalem, and Jesus wept. Shortest verse in the Bible. It's always the verse I wanted to memorize in Sunday school when I get to go to Sunday school. Who wants to memorize a verse? Jesus wept. I did not want any of the verses. You know, cut me some slack, Sunday school teacher. I like Jesus wept. Maybe that's why this means so much to me today. Luke 19:41-42. Now as he drew near, he saw the city and he wept over it. Think of all those around him. He draws near, he's looking over to Jerusalem, and he starts to cry. He wept. He was pouring out. Do you ever weep to where you're shaking? You can't control? And the pain is so much there? Jesus knew what he was weeping for, but they looked on as he wept. There had to be that last week. This had to take place. He saw the city and he wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this day, he's talking to his Jewish family, children of God, the Jewish nation, in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they're hidden from your eyes. Had you known what awaited you this day, this hour, Jesus came. They didn't recognize him as Jesus. He came, they put him on the cross. But before he got to the cross, he cried for them. He cried for his people. You know, all the palm leaves, all the hosannas, all the praise coming into town, that meant nothing to Jesus. Do you know why? He knew it wasn't real. See, Jesus didn't listen to the voices. He listened to the spirits. He listened to the heart. Could his tears be because of those who would not accept his peace sent from his Father? Why was Jesus weeping? You ever, this hurts so bad, but why you're weeping? Do you ever cry and you didn't know why? Jesus knew why. Every tear he shed, he knew why. Did you know that the Scripture tells us that Jesus knows the number of your tears? He knows the purpose behind each tear. He knows the reason, what causes it. Shoot, when I learned that, I thought, that's better than knowing the hair on your head, isn't it? Because the tears come from the heart, from the brokenness of man. Yeah, you know, and I would look at it and I think, And Jesus has got a bottle up there for all my tears. I wouldn't dare preach that on Sunday morning because somebody would swear I'm down. I said it. I don't know how Jesus knows, but he knows because he loves me. That's why the last week, because he loves me. And he said, Larry, I love you like you are. One of my people's always trying to change you. Jesus tells me he loves me like I am. And yet somebody's always telling you, you know, you messed up in this area. What if I'm so messed up? How come Jesus says he loves me like I am? I don't know. But I do believe that. Jesus entered Jerusalem for all the right reasons. But don't forget, many who came out to see him came for the wrong reasons. But because God loves us, Jesus went into Jerusalem anyway. Knowing what was about to happen, he went in anyway. John 12:12-13. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches. This is that crew, Brother Randy, like you talked about this morning. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Save us now. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. But Jesus knew their hearts. John 12:17-18. Therefore the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the deadness. For this reason, the people also met him because they heard that he had done this sign. Not only, Brother Randy, did they expect to get fed again, they wanted to see Jesus do a miracle just for them. Well, here Jesus showing up, put on a show. Come on. Jesus never, ever allowed the crowd to control the message. The message was from his heart, straight from the Father. Therefore, Jesus didn't put up with the nonsense, with the foolishness. He read their heart, and he looked at them, and can't you imagine the pain he felt? You're not here for the right reason. Which goes back to each and every one of us. Why did we come out to welcome Jesus? Why do I go to church on Sunday besides being the pastor? Why do you go to church on Sunday? What's the reason? Why did you come out to see Jesus? Selfish reason? Because you thought that you'd get some kind of a feeling? Let me tell you something, Christian. You'll never get a greater feeling in your life than that feeling you had when you said yes to Jesus Christ. That's the greatest feeling I've ever had in my human existence, was knowing that I saved. Even when the adults was telling me, you're too young. You don't really know what you're doing. My spirit crying out, Lord, how can these smart people be so foolish? But I saved anyway. Because he looked at my heart. And he looked at me as a human being full of flaws. Failing. Flopping around like a fish on dry ground. And Jesus says, that's my fish. Put him in water. Jesus came for the right reasons. You and I are the right reasons that he came. And if you and I had the Son of God die for us, he said it was the right thing to do for us. Why would I not accept that love by pure faith? Now, you do not have to show me God to prove God. God doesn't need to prove his existence. For he himself said, if they can't see it in nature itself, they're blind for sure. But Jesus had to go into Jerusalem. There had to be that last week. That last week brought peace to all humanity, to all that exists. God's in charge. Jesus gave his life. You and I who believe are saved. Our full mission is to take the gospel and preach it, teach it, share it. Death, burial, resurrection of Jesus. That's the gospel. Death, burial, resurrection of Jesus. Tell it. See it. Always the three. Always the heart. God the Father. God the Son. God the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord. Always.